Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 1-844-OWN-USED. Some very important deadlines coming up at the Farm Service Agency. Brad Pfaff is director of the FSA in Wisconsin, and he says dairy producers need to make a decision on the margin protection program, and grain farmers need to choose between the price loss coverage and agricultural revenue coverage programs.
The 2014 to 2018 Farm Bill authorized a dairy margin protection program, and it replaces the milk income loss contract program. That program is set to begin. The dairy margin protection program is set to begin the first part of September, September 1st, September 2nd. We at the USDA Farm Service Agency will be communicating and working with our dairy producers in the state to give them information and help them make decisions as far as what type of margin protection they may be interested in purchasing. The University of Wisconsin Extension is part of a national consortium through a variety of different land-grant universities, which are doing research and providing outreach and educational information to producers as far as what type of and what level of production coverage and margin protection coverage that they may be interested in purchasing.
And this is one program that really it's going to be different for different farms.
It really will be. Again, it's very important that the producer himself knows what his or her cost of production is. It's important that the producer take a look at their size and their entity, their farming operation, and what they're looking to provide for margin protection coverage. Again, that's a decision that they do need to make.
And the big question is going to be what level of coverage do you implement, isn't it?
Yes, $4 up to $8 margin protection. It's a $100 cost for a producer, $4 margin protection, but they can buy it in increments and up to $8.
Now, beyond the dairy implementation, of course, you also have a couple of farm programs that are available that also will come up to make some choices here.
The 2014 Farm Bill authorized a new program called the Price Loss Coverage and the Agriculture Revenue Coverage Program. That replaced the Direct and Countercyclical Program for the grains. Producers will have to make a decision, and that will last the life of the Farm Bill. Early next calendar year, a decision by the producer will have to be made for the upcoming 2015 crop year.
Pfaff advises producers to make sure the Farm Service Agency base and yield numbers for their farms are accurate.
We want to make sure that when you make this decision for the price loss coverage or the agriculture revenue coverage program, that the decision you make is accurate and is something that has all the information available.
Brad Pfaff, director of the Farm Service Agency in Wisconsin. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.